Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesday, but a groovy one. And would you believe it's the 23rd of January already?
23, yes.
Yeah, 23. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so we are about to begin this hour, yet another hour of broadcasting perfection. I do say so myself on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of things in your body that you aren't really too sure why they're there. You ever get that, like, eyelashes? You ever get the thing about eyelashes? Why do we have eyelashes? You want to take a
to keep the junk out of your eyes. They're a protection for your eyeballs.
All right. And if they're long, what happens? I happen to have long eyelashes, and they get stuck in my eyeballs from time to time. But they look good. And they do stop debris from getting into your eyes. How about that? They have also another function. They're kind of like whiskers on a cat. Do you ever wonder how you're able to blink just in the nick of time when something comes flying into your eyes?
Right? I always just reflex.
Yeah, well, when an object gets close to your eyes, like a bug or a speck of dust, you know, that sort of thing. Eyelashes trigger a blink reflex that protects your peepers. Cheepers, peepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Or like when you're at the eye doctor and they have to dilate your eyes and put the eye drops in. And for some reason, putting eye drops in myself, I can do. But if somebody else is putting eye drops in my eyes flutter.
Yeah. So anyway, they lubricate your eyes. Also, your ears are not just to hear. If you didn't know, some people have what's called Menard's disease, which is a problem with your inner ear that keeps the inner ear is what keeps you standing up straight. It balances you. So if you have like an ear infection and you fall over, don't worry. It's because the eardrum is not working properly. There are small little crystals inside your ear, not wax, but the canal is what manages to keep you standing up straight, balances you, that sort of thing. I think it's really fascinating to know what there is about your body that is important that you may not know. Fingernails, for example. If you have, and this is interesting because I've had these sort of crinkly fingernails all my life, and people are, oh, something wrong with your blood flow. It doesn't happen. Huh?
The ridges on your nails.
Yeah. The capillaries in your finger, if they're not getting enough blood. Well, I had frostbite when I was young, and when it's cold, I don't. The blood doesn't get all the way there. And so that's an indicator as to whether or not you're getting enough oxygen in your blood. You know how when you go to the hospital, they test your blood oxygen level is supposed to be about 94, 95, 96, somewhere in there. And that's a good thing. Also, I'm being Dr. Doug here, practicing without a license before we get to Dr. Ken. I should ask Ken about these things this week on Good Day Health, or maybe Jack, but the tonsils that you have. You know, I don't know whether when you were young, doctors said, take those tonsils out because they don't do any good. Well, the doctors didn't know what they were talking about because they do. They are a barrier to germs getting down your throat. I never had my tonsils out. Did you? Tonsils and adenoids, they used to come out, but they don't anymore.
Yeah, my sister did because she was always getting strep throat. I got strep throat a lot as a child, but not enough that I still have my tonsils. My husband had his out as an adult, though, and I feel like they always say get them out as a child because it's easier recovery than when you are an adult. And I was too young to remember my sisters, but my husband had a very difficult time when he got his out in his early 20s.
Yeah. They're way out in the back of your mouth. They're first in line to defend you against germs. They're vulnerable to infection because, and they sometimes get inflamed because they're the ones that are stopping the germs. So now it seems that if you have had your, and I don't, this didn't happen to fit me, but I know that some doctors will say that the because they're tied to the lymph nodes, there's sort of a ring in the back of your throat, behind your mouth and behind your nose, the essence of taking them out makes it worse for you when you know you can when you're exposed to a lot of the stuff like we have this year. As a matter of fact, a lot of the stuff, the viruses that are around. And the other thing, the appendix, small pouch attached to the large intestine. That has a really bad reputation. Gets infected a lot. Its actual role in the body is unclear, but it might not be as useless as people think because your gut's so full of bacteria, the good bacteria. And that's why if you're, like Jack Stockwell says all the time, healthy gut, healthy life. Your gut's not healthy. The GAPS practitioner, you know, he talks about that all the time on his Hour of Good Day Health.
Now, with the appendix, really isn't it that some people are being born without one nowadays? Like, they're being born without an appendix, they're being born without wisdom teeth.
Really? I didn't know that. No, really? Huh. No. But it's a flushing for your system, kind of a safe house, so that some of the smaller, the microorganisms that can really be beneficial to you, repopulate your gut in case you get sick and they get kind of wiped out. So there you go. All right. Is that a good way to get yourself focused? Here's another focus flying across the country yesterday. I saw, well, it was ice in, when I started the day yesterday, it was in Salt Lake City. And the ice, I walked out of Jack Stockwell's office and there was ice. This was like in the early afternoon. And ice on the driveway and in the parking lot. I almost knocked my, you know, carrying bags and stuff. Very slippery. I got into Chicago last night and it was, you couldn't see your hand in front of you, but there wasn't a lot of snow on the ground. It was just foggy because it was beginning to warm up. And now here back on the East Coast, temperatures today supposed to be in the mid to upper 40s. Over the weekend here, they were in the single numbers. Jay, what did you get for temperature in Cleveland over the weekend? It must have been cold there, at least through Sunday morning, I'm going to guess.
No, I think because it was so cold the previous week, it was fine. It was perfect to go outside and play in the snow. Yeah, it was, I want to say 20s, 30s, but there was a lot of snow, and it was the perfect weekend to go get outside.
Well, as people listening around the country, there are 11 states. Those of you listening down in Texas, that's where our buddy James Collins is. He's at the main studio in Dallas. There is still an alert for ice in some parts of Texas. And there's a line up to Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, that area, Wisconsin, 11 states altogether. Ice, freezing rain, mixed precipitation.
Oh, a lot of flights were canceled. That were scheduled for this morning through, I think, maybe like 1 or 2 p.m.-ish. They just went ahead yesterday, and they were like, you know what? We're just going to go cancel them. We're not even going to delay them. They're just straight up canceled.
Well, that was what the effect was when I was flying into, because to get from Salt Lake City back here to Boston, I had to go through Chicago, and they kept, you know, there's warnings all the time. You can change your flight. Well, I can't change my flight. I got to get back here so I can work with you. But a lot of people did change their flights, and the storm that we're talking about going through the heartland, bringing this freezing rain, bringing this sleet, the interstates, let's see, what's affected? Interstate 40, Interstate 35, Interstate 70, Interstate 80, Interstate 90. But good news, James, for you down in Texas, it's all going to be over by this afternoon. Lots of warm air moving in. Indianapolis, Detroit, and where you are, as you've suggested there, in the northeast Ohio, will get it. And then The temperature must have dropped down again. That's just dangerous when it warms up and things melt. And then you have what they call black ice, which is ice you can't see on the roadway, on the sidewalks, and that sort of stuff. That's what closes down. The airport in Chicago, I think, did close a little bit yesterday, but this storm will cause a lot of travel disruptions as far, let's see, into Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. Let's see, Pennsylvania gets a couple of inches of snow today. Hudson Valley roads slick during the rush hour tonight, probably here on the far east coast. And then the heavy rain that will come in to wash away all of the snow. There's a half a foot of rainfall expected, James, where you are in Texas. The upper into Mississippi and Houston, New Orleans, all those places get flash flooding. Wow. Well, it's wintertime, right? There's a flash flood watch up in Sacramento, California. Northern California is going to get washed out, washed up, or whatever. San Diego may have a little bit of rain, a couple of inches here and there. The Sierra Nevadas, when you go inland, one of the great contrasts about L.A. and L.A. County in that area, that lower basin of Southern California, is the mountains are there. And you can see the snow. When it's 70 degrees in Los Angeles, and look into the mountains up to Big Bear and those places, they have snow. There are a lot of people who get in their cars, they only have to drive an hour and a half, and they're into skiing in snow.
Oh, yeah. You can surf in the morning and then be skiing by afternoon.
Skiing in the afternoon. Right, exactly. Okay. And so then, later this week, temperatures will be up in the 40s from Chicago. Actually, down in Nashville, it's going to be 60 this week. And 50 here on the East Coast, New York, Boston, et cetera, et cetera. So I went through that whole weather forecast because it's kind of an interesting one, and it really will dictate, other than the sort of election, whatever you want to call it, primary in New Hampshire going on today. That's probably the big story. All right, we got the big stories here, and we'll talk about them as usual on Good Day. It's now 18 after the hour.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 23 after the hour. Monday is not today. Yesterday is Monday. Well, I wasn't here. Jay and Jennifer did a fine job, so it feels like Monday to me in a manner of speaking. But it's Tuesday, the 23rd. Time for us to dig around into social media and find out what some of the trending gossipy stuff is for our celebrities concerned. And in the top 10 is Adele. And she's talking... Interestingly enough, so she talks about lots of different things because she's always sort of in the spotlight. People want, hey, what'd you think about your toenail that came off last night? And what's you got a hangnail, Adele? Tell us about it.
If there's any conversation over Adele, it will be continued.
She and Taylor Swift, same thing. Are they friends, by the way, Adele and Taylor?
I don't know the answer to that.
Interesting. All right, anyway, that's not what this conversation. The for those of you who are sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what Adele's favorite movie of the year is, I will tell you that. Jay and I will share that important information with you right after this important announcement.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Imagine what she's experienced in her 36 years of life, this lady. I think it's something she was born with talent. We all have a talent. Hers, musically speaking, was, I think she was, what, 18 or 19? Kind of same. Taylor Swift started a little younger, right? Wasn't she like 15 or 16?
Yeah, I want to say when she did her first, when Taylor Swift did her first album, she was 15, 16, something around there. Adele's first album was 19 because Adele titles all of her album. Yeah, with her age when the album is created.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, she has shared a post revealing that the Iron Claw, the movie that's out, been around for a month or so, is her favorite movie at the moment. She says, there are a lot of great movies, but if you haven't seen it, Iron Claw was my favorite. she loves Zac Efron. And she liked Maestro also. I have not seen that one yet. I saw a couple of movies over the weekend, but I didn't see Maestro. It hasn't been released. That's one of those stupid movies. I think it's at Netflix or Apple or whoever it is. They don't release them. No, it's Amazon, I think. And so the public doesn't get to see the large number of people who don't have streaming. They want to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she likes Zac Efron. He plays Kevin Von Erlich. This is about the Von Erlich wrestling family. They had a lot of impact in the 1960s, actually up until recently. Five of the six brothers had all kinds of really strange things that happened to them. Accidents, deaths, that sort of thing. The curse of the Von Erichs, it was called. I remember when I was younger. Kevin is 66 now. He's the only one who's still alive. And so he was interested. Well, and Zac Efron did really. They built him up. He looked like
yeah,
a part of it.
Yeah, Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White. They basically changed their physique, their body shape for these roles. Yeah. And I've heard that they've done a great job.
Yep, they did. So there's Adele's interest in movies for you to think about at 40. No, let's make it 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la.
Yeah.
Pick up 40 days of consistent scent. On low Febreze car, clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. The smile on my face, yeah, it smells just right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. According to the King Center, Dexter Scott King passed away Monday at the age of 62 following a battle with prostate cancer. His wife, Leah Weber King, said he passed away in his sleep at their Malibu home. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Take your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Charlton Heston. That was the first of the Planet of the Apes, a celebration of Chucker's life. Chucker, he loved that movie, man. And there have been, how many of those? What, four or five? There's a recent one, I think, isn't there?
I feel like there's a lot, yeah, because they revived it within the last decade and a half for a couple of decades, it seems.
Something exciting. Yes, this is the Good Day program. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Tuesday, January 23rd. I feel like I need to address some things that have been boiling under the surface for more than a year now. I noticed that you asked on our social media a question, and it's very interesting how much of a part of people's lives this program is. The thing that you posted, ask us anything, we will answer your questions on the air. So I feel like I have to make good on that promise, even though some of the stuff, it's not necessarily uncomfortable. It's stuff that when I was a kid learning how to be a broadcaster, the program directors would never talk about your mistakes. Never call attention to things that are wrong. Don't tell people what we don't want them to know. Well, I have never been good at adhering to that. I've always pretty much said what was on my mind. I've always talked about things that were sometimes uncomfortable, whether it's the person. There's a difference between being personal and being private. I don't like to talk about people and their private things, but I don't mind talking about personal stuff. And because this program is so personal to me, the fact that it's the longest running syndicated program, pretty much in the history of radio, mm-hmm. when you get down to brass tacks, but because it's operated by me and my staff, we're not connected to any big church, any big company, any big organizational, broadcasting group. I've always been on my own. And so that has presented me with the opportunity to be who I am and to run things the way entrepreneurs run things. But it also has presented me with a number of problems over the years. And I wouldn't talk about them if they didn't affect you. But they have affected you. They've affected everybody who listens to this program. Some people have been listening to me almost since the program started. I have people every once in a while here in my own community where I was on the air on a station that was licensed to our city and to Boston. There was an AM and an FM. I was on the air here for 13 years in the 70s from 1971, early in 71, until 1983 when I went to work for CBS. Mm-hmm. So I get then some guy the other day, I was in the bank and somebody came over and talked to me, and this woman said, she knew me, as the local farmer, if you will, but my father used to listen to you on WKOX all the time, and that was 50 years ago. So it's kind of fun to run into that sort of thing. And then there are the questions, since we left Radio America, and some of you don't know what that is, but because for 28 years I was on that network, and Rich McFadden was a very important part of what was going on with me at that time. But I left there a few years ago at their request. And so we've had a series of connections to various networks and organizations that have been fledgling. The state of the business today is really awkward. Let's put it that way. It's not what it used to be. The bean counters took over in 1996. And have never looked back. It's not radio being run by radio people in many circumstances. It's radio being run by people who are interested in the bottom line, which is A-OK for most businesses and even for this one. But as the last of a dying breed, sometimes it has brought me into circumstantial situations that I didn't like. And I really didn't have any, stuff happens and I didn't have anything to do with it. It just is there. So when Annette sends a note asking us why our shows are airing a day late, sometimes because of transmission problems, some of the big companies that have the way you get satellite feeds, if that's what you want to call it, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but when you listen to programs that are national, they're delivered to the radio station on a satellite feed. The signal, I think I've gone through this a couple of times, where it takes, I'm talking to my microphone in my studio on my farm, and it goes to Dallas, and in Dallas it's mixed, all of the pieces, the ingredients program are mixed. They go to a satellite farm with big dishes in Denver, and then it's uplinked to the satellite, which is 20,000 miles above the surface. The broadcast satellites are the ones that are farthest up. So it goes up to that satellite, then comes back down again to be distributed to the radio stations that have dishes. They get the signal. It goes through their control room and into their control board, if you will, and out onto their, for their listeners, whether it be through an antenna, regular AM and FM signal, or whether it's streaming. And that whole thing takes a 1/8 of a second to do, if you can believe it. An 1/8 of a second. So, but sometimes, there are interruptions. There have been technical problems. There have been people that are running networks that didn't do what they were supposed to do, and so things kind of fell apart on one level anyway with one group. So that's one of the reasons sometimes you get, you'll hear a program or part of a program that is a day late. But most of the time they're hopefully applicable. So that answers a question from Annette, who listens to the program on, let's see, what radio station? She's, I'm trying to find the station she listens to. This is a note from Susie Ortiz, listens to KNTR in Lake Havasu City. She had a question about that. One of the things also that applies here, for those of you who listen to the whole program every day, and it's very unusual that somebody does that, the average time spent listening to this program is about 43 minutes. So the average listener, that's why I say often during the course of the program, if you want to hear, let's say you're driving to work and you're listening to the program on your way to work, you can, because we stream it all day long at gooddayshow.com, and you can go to Good Day Network as well, but pretty much gooddayshow.com is where you get the constant stream. Hit the listen button and you're there. And you can hear what you didn't hear in the morning, you can hear on your way home at night.
Yeah, especially with the smart devices, Bluetooth in, very easy.
Yep. So anyway, and there seem to be a number of people who are listening in Lake Havasu. It's kind of cool. They've been on there for quite a long time. And there are questions that are similar because they've had some of the transmission problems. So they've had some of the same questions. Here's another one from 1340 WJOL in Joliet, Illinois. The questions are kind of the same, except I get down to a fellow named Buzz who wants to know who the Libertarian candidate for president is, which I thought was kind of cool. I don't know that you would say that Kennedy is the Libertarian candidate. He's the person I'm going to vote for. You vote for whom you want. I don't know that there is. I haven't run across a Libertarian that's well known. Have you?
There's
a difference between independents and libertarians. Go ahead, excuse me.
There's one kind of front runner, but there are four names in the list for libertarian presidential primary nominees. You have Chase Oliver, who's in the lead, and then you have from Georgia, Michael Rechtenwald from Pennsylvania, Mike Termat in Florida, and Joshua Smith in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there, you know that. There's some questions about, I guess you and Jennifer talked a lot, as would be expected, about DeSantis dropping out of the race. I think you guys have seen that coming months and months and months ago. He's a lightweight and is no match for Trump in any number of designations. And then somebody wanted to know, I guess the question was asked, would he endorse Trump?
Yeah, why did he?
And one of our listeners say, why would he? Trump's called him names. DeSantis said in his campaign how dangerous it would be if Trump had another 4 years. Help me understand why he'd do that instead of endorsing Nikki Haley. Well, Nikki Haley and he have been back and forth. It shows you the phony baloniness of politics, in my mind. Anyway, the insincerity, it's all just noise, what people say. You know, once in a while, folks get under each other's the skin. I think Chris Christie and the things that Trump has said about him got under his skin. That's why he took the approach that he did. Anyway,
whenever you have
another
candidates for a presidential election, they're always going after each other. They hit low. Yeah. They go for the jugular, and then
awful.
As soon as they decide to have to bow out because there is a specific candidate or the official nominee, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I back them up, because they're not actually backing that person up. They're backing the party.
Yeah, and there's too much of that, too, frankly. Here's Nikki, who wants to know what our morning routine is when it comes to self-care. I get up in the morning and I brush my teeth and I wash my face. I do the usual routines in terms of getting rid of what's been in your body through the night and put some cream on my face and rub all of my extremities so that I have my arms, everything's awake. That's what I do. What do you do, Jay?
I do more of my self-care routine stuff at nighttime before I go to bed.
Nighttime.
Like, I have a big skincare routine that I do. It's my favorite thing. It's how I settle down, and it just makes me happy. And when I wake up, the one thing that I do to actually get going is I will put on a song, and I will dance around to it. To, like, get the blood going, get waking up, and, just kind of, I'm one of those people that I do not like waking up, no matter what time it is, whether it's 2 a.m., 2 p.m., like, I don't like waking up, I don't like getting out of my bed, but the moment I am vertical, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm awake, I can jump into things, if that makes sense, it's just the act of getting out of the nice, cozy, soft bed, and even on weekends when sometimes I'm just feeling like a fibro flare or something is going on and I actually sleep until 1 p.m., I still have that moment of like, ugh, I have to get out of bed, and then I get out of bed, and it's like, yeah, let's go, start the day.
I'm just the opposite. I'm ready to go, whether I've had 3-4 hours of sleep, 6 or 7 hours of sleep, or 9 or 10, that doesn't happen much. I get more sleep in California than I do when I'm on the farm. Susie wants to know how big the farm is. I have 140 acres here in Framingham, but I use another, at one point in time, I had about 800 acres of land that I used. I'm about 400 now with my partner, Donald, who's out in Worcester County. We grow all our own hay and corn and stuff for the 80 animals. The bad weather has cost me one of the sweetest. I was very upset about this the other night when Mary sent me a note. The cow that we named Moo Moo that I rescued from a farm down in Rhode Island, because I have a sanctuary here for cows. And I was visibly, I didn't sleep. I went to sleep thinking about this cow. And people say, she's a cow. No, it's not just a cow. She was a wonderful being who'd been raised with a horse, never was with cows before, never assimilated with the herd. And she fell down on the ice the other night, and she died. And I said to the folks here, it really didn't. She didn't die of that. She died of a broken heart. So, anyway, thank you for your questions. This is Good Day at 48 past the hour.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Flo, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. You're listening to Real Radio. Yes, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the Real Zone on Good Day. And it's time for us to celebrate how we get our food down on the farm. Food farm family stuff is a focus today. It's National Pie Day, Jay. One of the oldest prepared foods. I didn't know if people knew that or not. Pies show up in written recipes that go all the way back to the Roman era and before.
And there's so many variations.
Oh, yeah. The first known pie recipe was for a rye-crusted goat cheese and honey pie. That's honey pie, honey pie, honey, honey. The Romans made pies with different meats and seafood, fruit. They have a cheesecake sort of thing. It's called, is it polenta? That's what it's called, right? I think it's called polenta.
The dense pie that they had, I think they called it placenta, it's polenta. Also a part of the female body.
Yeah, exactly right. That's right.
Not always a part of the female body, but a pregnant female body.
Right. Anyway, pie crust was used as a vehicle for a filling. A lot of today's, the crust that you get in a pizza pie, for example. There's a great pizza joint on 3rd Avenue Promenade in Santa Monica that I love to go to called Stefano's. And the crust is great. And, you know, I look at the history here. The crust was supposed to keep the meat moist and prevent it from burning when you're cooking it. But now it's part, you know, it's an important part of the pie, if you will. So if you go to the 12th century in England, again, these pie fillings, there were a lot of things that probably, when you when you look at what was in some of these pies, you'd, yeah, because they're pretty gross stuff. The Puritans, when they settled here in the New World, they brought pies with them. Thanksgiving, we all have what? Pumpkin pies, pecan pies, mm-hmm. apple pies, that sort of thing. But the
sweet potato pie.
Yeah, right, exactly. Sweet pies really didn't come into the zone until the 1800s, but that's really what it is. Pumpkin pies, the blueberry pies, right? Apple pies. We all like those.
I love the savory pies, like a turkey pot pie or a quiche. A quiche is the pie.
Chicken pot pie. There's veggie pot pies now that I get, except I have to stay away from them for the most part because there's wheat in the crust and I have that gluten thing, right? Don't confuse National Pie Day, P-I-E Day, with National Pie Day, P-I Day, because that's when we do, what is it, 3.74 or whatever it is, pie, the radius.
3.14, 3.15, yeah. I always forget those.
Right.
It's March 14th or it's March 15th.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. Anyway, back 12,000 years ago, the Egyptians made flour cakes containing honey. They put those in the tomb of the pharaohs. Let's see, the first pumpkin pie was in the 1670s. McDonald's apple pie was born in 1968. Can we even call that a pie, really? The McDonald's pie?
I think that's like a fold-over. Or what is it?
Yeah.
It's like a pocket thingy.
Yeah, right. American Pie, the number one song in the country in 1972. Don McLean, or McLean. Yeah, he calls himself McLean. All right. Customers who are lactose intolerant or have milk allergies have to pay $2 more at Dunkin', at the Dunkin' Donuts, when they want oat or almond crap in their beverages. I'm not going to call it
what it
is.
Non-dairy alternative.
Yeah, right, exactly. Being able to drink this stuff is a choice for some people, so the lawsuit that's been filed against Dunkin' Donuts for the fees, you can sue anybody for anything if you want. There are 10 plaintiffs who are named in this complaint, filed in Northern California. There was another one filed against Starbucks a year or so ago, same kind of thing. Dunkin' filed a waiver acknowledging the lawsuit, and they have until March to respond to it. Imagine people, if you don't want it, then don't buy it. These people, I can't imagine that Dunkin' Donuts will be found guilty of anything here.
Well,
they're running a business.
But not only that, exactly. They're running a business, and it's not discrimination because they're not just upcharging it because it's inconvenient for them to use a dairy alternative as opposed to dairy. It's because dairy alternatives cost more anyway. It costs
right.
the supplier more. It costs more to
crap.
Make. There's so much
they're
more
junk.
That goes into it. Oh, I disagree with you strongly.
Sir. I know you do.
But it is
nothing.
One of those things. I am a dairy. I'm a dairy alternative drinker, and I totally understand why. There's an upcharge for it because it costs them more anyway. It costs the other people more. It's not discrimination.
It's not discrimination. They're running a business, but why would you put it in? I mean, I understand dairy alternatives and stuff, but you don't call it milk. It's white water, just like the stuff that you do rafting in.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.